Welcome to the Stop Over Drinking and Start Living podcast, where high-achieving, goal-oriented rebel women come to learn how to live a vibrant and fulfilling life without requiring alcohol to get through it. No labels, no judgments, no saying you'll never drink again, just real proven methods to help you stop rebelling against yourself with alcohol so you can drink less and do more. I'm your host, Angela Masenik. Let's dig in. Welcome to episode 270. Is moderation possible? Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. Super excited to be with you again today. Did you all know that I love recording this podcast episode for you every week? I love your questions. I love that you listen to it. I love using my podcast to help my clients. I love using the podcast to assign homework to people if they need to take a dive into a certain subject or concept. It's just such a great resource, isn't it? So anyway, little update around here. I've put the finishing touches on both of my outside spaces, my new deck. They're not new decks. I had these pretty cool outside spaces. These decks that one was attached to my living room and kitchen area. That's the main deck. And then the other one was attached to my bedroom. And I just haven't spent like a lot of time or energy or focus on making those like really cool. And I have now, and they're both complete. And I start my morning and my day on the bottom deck with my candles and my incense and my journal. And I love watching the sky change from dark to dark blue to light blue and hearing the birds wake up in the morning. It really helps me settle into the day and just sort of like get on a good circadian rhythm. And then at night, I like to go up to the upper deck, the treehouse deck that we call it in the house, because nobody can see me up there. Like, you know, we have a pedestrian walkway right behind our house. So right off that main deck is like you can walk down the steps and then you're on the greenway. But upstairs, you're high up. And even though that is below you, you can't see it. And the only thing that you can see when you sit up there is trees, because right across from that greenway and that path is just forest. That's the forest that I go walking with the dogs in all the time. And so I can sit up there and the sun is shining a little bit in the afternoon or the early evening, and I decompress with my cup of tea and my candles and watch the day come to a close. So that's what's going on over here. And Jackie, Jackie, Jackie Poo just had a little play date for the first time. My neighbor, Corey, came over and brought her two little dogs, and we hung outside on the deck and they played and played and played. It was so cute because she has little dogs too, and they just had a great time. They really, really liked Jackie, and he was such a good sport. And now he is 100% zonked, and he's going to be really quiet while I record this podcast episode. So today's episode is another one from a question that I got from a listener and somebody on my email address or my email list. And so the question was, I think the thing I wonder most is it truly possible to go from decades of nightly wine addiction to moderating easily? Are there people that can switch to drinking 4 or 5 times a month without thinking about it constantly? That's what I want to lose. I'm so tired of thinking about it all the time. I sometimes think it'd be easier just to quit altogether. So thank you so much for writing in and asking this question, because I think this is a very common question that people have. You know, it's like I'm just going to assume here that the hope is that you could moderate, right? So you recognize that you're drinking too much, but you just want to cut back. You don't want to, you know, submit or commit to a long-term life of sobriety, which is absolutely normal, right? Like, I think when you are addicted to alcohol in any way, right, you could be slightly addicted, you could be heavily addicted, but most people that listen to this podcast have an addiction with alcohol, right? Some are further down the spectrum than others. And when you're addicted to it, the idea of quitting is like, oh God, no, that would be horrible, right? Because of the addiction, because your addicted mind thinks that life would be so boring, and all of the other reasons why you keep drinking, right? You're not going to have a tool to manage your shit. Your social life will change. Like, it turns everything upside down. right? So I think a lot of people want to keep alcohol in their life because the idea of not having it is too much for them. It's like too big of a thing for them to accept. So that's usually where our mind goes when we are realizing that we're drinking too much and we want to do something about it. They're like, but, right? I want to hold on to it a little bit. I just don't want to overdo it, which is what I want to kind of explore with you today. So the real truth is, I don't know. You know, everybody is a unique individual. And my journey with stopping over drinking started with me wanting to just stop over drinking. That was my only goal. My goal was not to quit drinking alcohol. In that process, I worked on a lot of things, right? I did the internal work that is required to change your behaviors, changing your thinking, creating new habits, creating a new identity for yourself. And so by the end of that time, you know, and I gave myself long periods of a break. I took a 90-day break from alcohol, and then I did plan my drinks and I did all of it, right? And then at the end of that time, I came to the conclusion that alcohol wasn't good for me. Like, I didn't like it, not even one glass. It wasn't that I came to this conclusion because I had to quit drinking. I came to this conclusion because I recognized that alcohol and me didn't work anymore, even just one glass. So the last time I drank, it was just one glass of wine. I was able to moderate. And I still didn't like the outcomes of that one glass of wine. I didn't like the way I felt disconnected from myself. I didn't like the buzz. I didn't care for the taste. I didn't like how it immediately took me away from being present and connected with my kids and my husband. So I made the choice to just stop drinking. And it wasn't hard for me because I did that inner work along the way. So when I came to that conclusion, it made sense. And it wasn't something that was sort of forced upon me. So I think this question is so individual because everybody that comes in to my program or that listens to the podcast has a different past. We're all unique humans, and it depends on so many different factors: how you were raised, what your influence was in the household with alcohol. Did your parents drink? Were they alcoholics? What other systems of structure were you in, and your exposure to alcohol, the traumas that you've had in your life. There's just so many different things. Everybody reacts to different scenarios differently because of our own human programming that happens, right? So my traumas based on what happened to me, I, as a unique individual, have a totally different response, traumatic response, emotional response to those things than, say, my sister did. You know, same things happened to her. She didn't respond in the same way. So it's so hard to say if one approach can work for a wide group of people. So any tactic that you take, I just want you to know that. It doesn't matter if it's a quit drinking program or a moderation drinking program or something in between. You are a unique individual with a unique past, and we all have one thing in common. The one thing that we have in common is our human programming, the motivational triad, which is avoid pain, seek pleasure, and save energy. So when you add that to the issues of having our own unique stuff around alcohol and our own unique histories and paths and how much we've been drinking and how long we've been drinking and why we've been drinking, what pain we're trying to cover up, what, you know, good stuff are we trying to amplify with it, and we put all that into the mix, it becomes complicated, right? And so my best advice is for you to start exploring it. And if you do try moderating, if you do try planning your drinks the way that I tell you to do it, you have to stay diligent in exploring the outcome of those drinks. How is your anxiety the day after? Are you depressed afterwards? Are you beating yourself afterwards? Are you sleeping well? How does it affect your energy? And you need to be willing to look at all of that stuff. When you are moderating and planning your drinks, are you thinking about it a lot? Does it distract you? Do you stress out about it? Do you worry about not sticking to your planned amount? When you do have a drink plan and you try to execute it, is it a constant failure? Which I don't like using the word failure, but is it, you know, are you constantly not following through on that drink plan and doing what you said that you would do and stopping at your planned amount? So all of those factors needs to be evaluated. And then you have to make decisions based on what is showing up for you. And so I do know that there are people that I have worked with that do go on to enjoy alcohol occasionally. They still are dedicated to doing that internal work and planning their drinks and staying diligent and very close to making sure that that doesn't get out of control. Because this isn't like you do the work and you get down to the quantity of drinks that you want to have per month, and then you don't have to do any of the work again. If you stop doing the work, you stop planning, you stop being intentional, you start making same day decisions again, you start being reactive to your feelings, you're going to wind up right back where you are. So that's the thing about keeping alcohol in your life, is that it's going to take a due diligence. And guess what? It also takes a due diligence to keep alcohol out of your life. So, you know, this idea that quitting drinking is easier, it really just depends again on what your history and stuff is with it. For me, it's easy to not drink because I'm going on 6 years now of not drinking, and I still do the work, the same exact work that I did to when I was changing my relationship with alcohol. I'm still journaling. I'm still processing my feelings. I still have boundaries that I work on. I'm focusing on taking really good care of my health and exercising and drinking my water. You know, I get coaching, I get therapy. You know, I'm doing all of the internal work that is required to maintain that. And so I think it's kind of a misconception that quitting drinking is easier. It's all work, right? So if it was so much easier, then everybody would just quit, right? It's working through your shit as it comes up and not turning to a drink if you want a long-term, you know, non-alcohol life, right? So if you think that, if you think it's easier to just quit, then try taking a 30-day break and see what that experience is like for you. Are you thinking about it less? Is it easier if it's completely taken off the table? You know, I also like to say your drink plan, if you're in a Live AF or if you're just listening to the podcast and you are making a weekly drink plan, on the drink plan where you have zero drinks, try doing that. You know, just focus on the week that's in front of you and the days that you have planned to not drink. Work on that, right? Is that as easy as having drinks on your plan? It's just, for me, what I have found after coaching thousands of people, it doesn't really matter. There's still going to be obstacles to overcome whether you plan your drinks or if you don't. And for me, I think, and my experience has, you know, my opinion on this is not research-based. It's just people telling me their outcomes, right? So in my own personal experience is that when you are still drinking and you're not doing that internal work, or even if you are trying to do that internal work and you're still drinking, it takes a little bit longer to move through that because you still have alcohol on the brain. And you may not be able to get a lot of clarity when you're having regular overdrinks. You know, if you're planning your drinks, you're having regular overdrinks still that you don't want to be having, it's hard to get in there and do it because the next day when you have an overdrink, your brain is triggered to go into shame and regret and frustration, right? And so now you got to work through that, right? And get clear on like coming back on track. And when you don't have those regular overdrinks, you get more consistency. You can regulate your dopamine. You can regulate your nervous system better. You can learn how to feel your feelings. And you can address all that underlying stuff a little bit more effectively if you don't have it for a certain amount of time. And I also recognize that that idea of taking a long-term break is a block for some people. So that's why I think it's really important to meet people where they are as far as the services that I offer. Make a drink plan, start to be mindful about it, start to be intentional about it, and then see what the outcomes for you are, whether that is planning drinks or taking a break. So this is all about personal exploration. And your drinking is completely different than the person next to you, even if it's like a twin brother or sister. Like the same, you were raised the same way, you had the same experiences, right? Your human experience is different. And so therefore, your journey on this should be approached in a unique way. And all of that to say is just go out there and try shit. Try taking a week off alcohol. Try having a drink plan. Try taking a 30-day break. Try going 90 days. Go 6 months without it. Try taking a year off. You know, play around with it and see what those experiences are like for you. And I think in the beginning, when you're getting going on this stuff, the closer you can stay to the obstacles that are right in front of you of that day, the more successful you are. When you think about giving up alcohol forever and you're not there yet, like you're still in a regular overdrinking cycle, that can feel too big. And so then you don't take any action. But what if you just decide, you know what, I'm not going to drink this week. And then I'm going to evaluate on Sunday about what I want to do next week. And the only thing I have to do this week is just honor myself and my commitment to not drink this week. Or this week, I'm going to make a drink plan and I'm not going to drink 3 of the 4 days. And those are the days that I'm going to really show up and focus on this and work through this stuff. And the other days I'm going to really work on just following that drink plan. I'm just going to put all my all into this 1 week. The end of that week, I'm going to do it again. And when you do that, it doesn't seem so big. You don't have to have it all solved in advance. I promise you it's a good tool. I know that this is an annoying saying, but take it day by day, right? You have 1 day to work through it, and that is where we are right now. And it really doesn't matter what else is happening after that, because today is the day that you have an obstacle. That obstacle isn't even here tomorrow or 6 months from now or a year down the line or that vacation next week or your weekend getaway. That's not here. That's actually not a real challenge. The real challenge is in today. So 1 day at a time. 1 week at a time, and just stay there, get some success under your belt, whatever you truly decide to do. And then as you get clear and go through the journey of this, you will start get nudges from yourself about what is good for you and what is not. You know, you might want to experiment with like, I'm going to give it 3 months to try and just drink on the weekends, two drinks on Saturday or 2 drinks on Friday, and then not drink the rest of it. I'm going to try and see what that's like. Right? I'm going to go all in on that for 3 months. And then I'm going to evaluate if that's good for me or not. How often I'm sticking to my plan. You know, what is my brain doing when it's time to drink? Like, what is the whole experience like? And then I'll make a decision. But I think it's really important to not worry so much about also what other people are doing or what is actually possible. We need to do the work on ourselves to figure out what is good for us and what is not. That's kind of how I think you should refocus that question. It might be possible for you to go from decades of a nightly wine addiction to moderating easily. It might. I don't know. And you should try to do something that's going to help you move that needle to getting to where you want to be. I don't think it's easy. And either way that you choose, whether it's full-time sobriety and not drinking at all or moderating, it's not easy. It can become easier when you're willing to do the work and work through this. Like, it's easy for me to not drink. I do stay diligent on taking care of myself, though. And so those are well-established patterns and habits that I have now that I, you know, do my journaling and my internal work and the feelings and managing my mind and having the boundaries and exercising. Like, all of that is well-formed habits. And so I think that it feels easy sometimes, but sometimes when shit happens in my life, it doesn't feel easy. And I don't ever think I need to drink, but it just doesn't feel easy. So I hope that helps. I hope that answers your question. And I would just keep exploring it. All right, my friends. Okay, so listen, you have, I think, about 2 weeks. You have like, you have 10 days left. Today is March 13th. You have until March 23rd. To join Alive AF. And then I'm closing down enrollment. I'm also closing down the opportunity to join on the annual membership option. So the annual membership option lets you pay in advance for a full year of Alive AF, and you get 2 months for free. and no registration fee. So it's a significant savings. It's about $300 off. You are also welcome to sign up and go month to month, but that does come with a registration fee, and then you're just charged on a monthly basis. You can cancel at any time with given notice. So if you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence, I would love to help you navigate these decisions. I would love to coach you on this and help you decide what is right for you. That is the Alive AF process. We have a course that you go through, and actually we're going to be doing the course together as a group, which will be super fun. We have a live coaching call on Sunday, the 24th. All of the calls are typically on Sundays every other week. Unless they fall on a holiday, then we figure out a different time that works for most people. And everything's recorded and uploaded into a portal. You can come in and get coaching whenever you need in our private group and have access to all of the replays and workshops and materials and worksheets and everything inside of Alive AF. So now is the time, friend. I want you to consider joining Alive AF and actually getting help and having access to me and Coach Steph whenever you need for these types of questions to help you move forward in making these types of decisions instead of just sitting in confusion and wondering. And, you know, if you don't make a move or make a decision, we can stay in this confusion for a long time. And then your lives pass on, right? Like your years pass by and you haven't done anything with it. And so we only got one shot, and life is short and things happen. So I want you to feel good in your life. And if you're thinking about working on your relationship with alcohol, I would love to help you. So that's what I have to say today, friends, and I will be back next week. Bye for now. I want you to check out angelamasonic.com/Alive AF. You know what it's like to have a desire to cut back on your drinking, right? You start to read books, listen to podcasts, try things, but you might not be able to yet put all the pieces and suggestions together in a way that actually makes sense and works for you. You might struggle with beating yourself up after an overdrink. You might get frustrated with yourself when you take two steps forward and then another two steps back, and get overwhelmed with what's right and wrong about your relationship with alcohol. Your friends tell you that you should be able to have just one drink, and it isn't a big deal. You might be white-knuckling through urges and resisting instead of peacefully processing them. And you might struggle with your identity as someone who has enjoyed having a lot of wine or alcohol in your life. It's around you all the time. It's what you do and who you are. Well, after 5 years of successfully coaching hundreds of women through these struggles, I have created the Alive AF membership, where women like you can learn the basics on what it takes to cut back and reach your goals with alcohol, whether it is to just drink less or totally quit. And when you join, you will get the exact framework I used to change my own relationship with alcohol and still use today that has led me to be alcohol-free for over 5 years. You're going to get access to my resources, videos, and worksheets that have been proven to change and reduce how much you drink. Every day you can ask questions, share your obstacles, and get coaching and direct support on the challenges you will face with love and no judgment. Also, you will get immediate access to workshops like uncovering your alcohol identity and changing it, how to say no to things that don't support your new identity or life or goals, aka boundaries. A workshop called Creating Emotional Agency, and another one, How to Manage Your Mind to Succeed at Your Goals, and more. Every month we have a brand new workshop. These workshops are filled with step-by-step prompts and instruction to help you create the exact relationship with alcohol that is best for you. My mission and vision for Alive AF is to be a hub of support and resources for women to come and learn how to do what is best for them and becoming more alive in the process. When you join, you're going to learn how to take care of yourself better, how to feel good and become more alive and go after the life that you really want. I want this membership to be affordable and an easy solution where you can get all the help you need in one simple place whenever you need it. So, no need to go read another book, find a new podcast, attend a free webinar, or go down the path of piecemealing it all together. Join Alive AF and have it all there in one place for you anytime you need it. So, go to angelamasonic.com/Alive AF and enrollment is open right now. See you inside.